There's Jerome Al.
Hey, is this Al Jones?
Yeah, this is Al.
Al, this is Big Daddy calling.
Hey, Big Daddy, how you doing? Was it you that called a little while ago?
It was. I was going to try to congratulate you on, I just saw that you've put in 35 years at KTIV, man. I can't believe it's been that long. I just saw it on TV, so I thought I got to give Al a call. So.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Sorry, I was just about to go out to the studio because I was on the air in 2 minutes, so I wasn't able to talk then. But, 35 years ago today.
This is the day, man. I saw it, and I can't believe it's been 35 years. I just wanted to call and congratulate you because in this day and age of anybody staying with any broadcasting entity for 35 years, it's almost unheard of.
I know. Of course, I was 21 when I got hired here when I started. And when you're 21, you can't imagine 5 years down the road, let alone 35. And I was telling the guys this morning, when I started at KTIV, KTIV had only been on the air 30 years. So I've been on here longer than the station had been on the air when I got hired here. But it's, you know, Siouxlander, I grew up in Siouxlander. I'm from, you know, this area. And you lay down some roots and met my wife here and had kids here and kind of became home.
You were a radio guy before you got into television. That's why you're so extremely talented on air. But where did you work? You worked radio around here somewhere, didn't you?
Well, I was a radio news reporter at KAYL in Storm Lake, right out of college. In fact, a month before I graduated, I started there. But then right after I graduated, I got hired as weekend reporter here at KTIV. So I worked here on the weekends in Sioux City and then lived and worked in Storm Lake during the week. So
man, that's
I did
long
do
drive.
That. I actually, all through college, DJed on the campus radio station and was involved with both, you know, the TV and the radio broadcasting there at Buena Vista.
And you came in for your interview at KTIV and they said, "You're so pretty, I've got to put you on TV." Man.
You know, I was kind of surprised how easy it was. Basically, I think I showed up and they said, and I interviewed with the one of the people in our newsroom, one of the managers for, I don't know, half an hour. And he said, "Okay, you're hired." I think, you know, I had met the news director at a career fair at Briar Cliff. A few of us drove over from Storm Lake, and I made contact with the news director here at KTIB. And I came to town in April of that year, and I brought a tape to show him some stuff that I had done. And he watched it, and so like a month later, literally a month and a half later, they needed a part-time reporter, and he remembered me from that contact and had their assignment editor call me and gave me the job. So I don't know if there were any other people applying for that job or not, but it worked out well for me.
In 35 years, what is your most memorable news event? And I was kind of going back, and I thought, you were here then for 232, were you not?
I was, yeah. That was in 1989. I had been here 4 years then, and I was there that next day out at the, because I worked the morning shift then. So, but the next day I was out there and did a story out there at the airport. So that was the biggest story in all my years here at KTIV. But there have been a lot of other big ones. There have been a couple of, you know, really big floods. We had the year of ongoing flooding in the summer in 2011. I was here for the 93 floods. And there were, you know, there were several other big stories. One of the biggest I covered was that the station actually sent a photographer and myself down to Louisiana and Mississippi right after Hurricane Katrina hit. So we did some stuff down there too. We drove down there. But those are some of the big memories I have. I always enjoyed just regular feature stories, though, just regular people with stories to tell. We showed a clip this morning of a story I did probably, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago of a guy over in Northeast Nebraska who makes boomerangs. And I enjoy that kind of fun story.
You, again, congratulations on a great career that's not over with yet, but 35 years at KTIV, and man, it's just, I'm glad to have you in our community, and I wish you the best of luck going on.
You know, it's I never would have imagined. The answer I give, I always joke with people. I say, if you would have told me I'd be here 35 years later, I would have put a gun in my mouth. But
exactly.
But I've loved it, and it's it's been a good run, and I'm treated well here, and I love Siouxland. I love Sioux City, and it's home.
Thank you for spending time with us this morning, Al. I wish you the best of luck in the future, and congratulations.
Hey, thank you so much, Denny.